Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Fourth and final hour here on this Wednesday afternoon. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. Don't forget, Silly Underdog picks tomorrow at high noon. Also tomorrow for you to make your Week 9 picks. It's the game you love. You get three picks, college or pro. If your underdog wins outright, you know you win. You get the points. That's how the contest works. We'll review our picks tomorrow and make our new selections. Of course, Kelly Holcomb and forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders is a part of our crew for that. It's a lot of fun on Thursdays at high noon. Our weekly winner this week will get a Tin Roof gift card. So go check it out. Go to thegamenashville.com or ESPN The Game Nashville mobile app. Sign up and make your picks today. 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, just down the road from me as I sit here in Rutherford County in Smyrna, down the campus of MTSU. Charlotte will be in town. The 49ers taking on the Blue Raiders. 2:30 kickoff, and Charlotte's head coach, a guy we got to know when he was in the area at Austin Peay, their head coach, Will Healy, is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Gentlemen, I've missed y'all. Hope y'all are doing well.
Well, we feel the same way. It's been too long since we last spoke, and so I guess to get caught up quickly, how have things been since we last spoke? I know a lot's happened.
Well, COVID has definitely thrown a wrench into the 2020 year in general, but especially just typical day-to-day protocol that we're going through, and it's been interesting. You know, I mean, from our original schedule, we have had six games canceled or postponed, and so you get to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you just have your fingers crossed that you're actually going to be able to play in the game. And, you know, we've had a game canceled at 2:30 on a Friday for six positive tests, and then they called us back and said they weren't positive, you know, and then Georgia State had that issue, and we had a game canceled at 10:30 Thursday night for FIU, and then we had to cancel first thing Thursday morning for North Carolina. So, I mean, it's been crazy, but, you know, this is going to be the first time we've played three consecutive weeks. So we're trying to get into a little bit of a rhythm and a flow and hopefully find a way to get a big one on Saturday.
Yeah, that's where I was going with this. You've had to deal with cancellations and postponements, and that was interesting how you laid that out. There's no manual, Will, as you know, on how to handle this. There was no manual for a pandemic in 2020. So trying to navigate through those waters, how difficult and challenging has it been for you and your staff?
You know, I mean, it's not only that, it's racism, it's social injustice, it's having, I mean, you go take, 10 or 15 guys that are mid-year players for you, and you think, I got January through May to make sure that they understand our culture and that we go through some adversity together, and we can replace some really big pieces that we lost from a year ago, and then next thing you know, you're sitting at home in March. And those guys are back at home, and so you're starting all over. It's like taking all of them as August transfers instead of January transfers. So I think the biggest thing that I've seen with this football team is that we, you know, something as simple as hanging out in the locker room together. No, I mean, it's 10 minutes, get your butt in there, get showered, and get the heck out of there. Don't hang out, don't relax. Hey, put a mask on, get the heck away from one another, be spaced out on the buses. You know, we're rooming you with your roommate who's at home. It's all different. And so some of the things that I usually take a lot of pride in, having a tight-knit football team that, you know, having a tight-knit staff, it's been a work in progress this year. And it's been difficult because, I mean, I'm a COVID coach. I'm not a football coach. You know, I mean, that's what I do. That's what I spend my time doing. Hey, put your mask up. Hey, get the heck away from each other. Hey, you know, get out of the locker room, hurry up and shower, you know, whatever it is, or space out in meetings. And so, I mean, not only do I not do a ton of football during the week in general, but now especially, it has nothing to do with the game. And it has been a challenge. But I can't imagine going through the challenge with, you know, somebody different than the staff we have. They've been awesome, and our players have been great. It's just we are under construction.
Yep. Will Healy is on the line with us. When you got hired at Austin Peay and going through that first season, which was tough trying to navigate through those waters, you had to go through a winless season to start then building and changing that program. How were you able to use what you learned in Clarksville for that your first season last year, where you didn't have to go through a winless season? Not only did you not go through a winless season, you were able to jump right in there, have a winning season, and go to a bowl.
I still made a bunch of mistakes last year, you know, and I felt like I got in the, first off, the program that I inherited here was a total different than the program than the one we inherited at Austin Peay. I mean, it was a program that had just gone from one win to five wins instead of a program that won one game in 4 years. You know, there was a really, really good group of seniors. I mean, including two guys who got drafted and another one who signed a free agent deal. So there was some talent for sure that was on the roster, and a group that, you know, was still frustrated at the fact that they missed a bowl game by a game, you know, the year before. So what you inherited was different. So I think you had a little bit more of a head start. Where I made a mistake in year one was, you know, I got a bunch of these seniors that are really good players, and we're going to do everything we can to win for them in our first year here. So we'll establish this culture, you know, after these guys leave. And then we get to a point where we're 2-5 and we're losing games and we don't have a culture anywhere close to where I would like it. And I'm saying, well, there's only one thing about this I can control, and that is making sure we lay the groundwork for what I want it to feel like on a regular basis here. And we got back to that. We really started focusing on us more so than just trying to find a way to win football games, and finding a way for me to at least lay my head on a pillow at night and know we were focused on the right things. And we were fortunate to go on a 5-game win streak and made the bowl game, had the first winning season in school history. But I mean, just like I messed up a bunch in year one at Austin Peay, I messed up a bunch last year. And I think going through different situations, you can take all the advice you want. It's like going to your first bowl game. I went to my first bowl game last year, and I called 100 different people, and they're like, here's what you need to do, here's what helps you win. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. So I put a bunch of notes together, and until I got there and went through it, I didn't know how to handle a bowl game. So all of those experiences to me are going to help me the next time I go through it, and the next time we go to a bowl game, and the next time I see some of the same things happening to our football team that I did a year ago, and really gave me a good head start for what we need to focus on this year and what we make sure, you know, what we need to make sure we don't lose sight of.
Talking to Will Healy, the head coach of the Charlotte 49ers. They'll be taking on Middle Tennessee this weekend. Charlotte 2-1 in Conference USA. And Will, I'm curious your thoughts. Conference USA is so unique. It's spread out geographically. You've got a lot of teams all around, and of course they've all had the challenges with the virus, as you just illustrated what it's been like for your team. How do you feel like the league leadership has been trying to keep everybody together? I would think that's a huge challenge for any conference.
Yeah, not only that, but like, I mean, think about how this thing has changed. And it's crazy. I mean, listen, I'm not very politically correct. The reality of the situation is whatever the SEC and the ACC do, pretty much everybody else in the country is going to do. Mm-hmm. And so when Nick Saban gets COVID and he can test out after 3 days, it changes our protocol within our conference. And when, you know, Trevor Lawrence gets it and people across their country, like, people are going to find out what is really the protocol when those big name figures actually have, you know, contract the disease. So what we've done, it's all been, let's learn on the run, testing, right? What's the best day to test? You know, we've been Sunday, Tuesday, Friday if you're at home, Thursday if you're on the road. And what our conference figured out was, hey, listen, not real. I made an announcement to our football team at 1:30 on Saturday when we were already in Boca to let them know that we could play FAU. Hmm. I mean, if we can move it up a day and before we get on a plane and make our guys travel, if we can know that the team we're going to play can actually play, that's probably the right way to do it. So we changed that protocol. You know, if the testing companies that we've used, you know, some people are just using computer-generated outcomes. Some people are having people who check the computer-generated outcome to make sure that the graph looks like it's supposed to for a true positive. What's the threshold? All of this stuff is like, I laughed with our basketball coach the other day, and I said, I feel like I'm the guinea pig for what's going to happen with basketball. Like, let's screw all this stuff up for football, and let's make sure we got it right for basketball. But I think our conference leadership has done a really good job supporting us. I think our own administration has done a tremendous job of supporting our student-athletes, and we're making through it the best way we know how, and that is every single day you better hold on to your seat and be ready to change.
I'm curious, Will, as you go through every day, you've given us tremendous insight on what it's like going through this on a daily basis. What are the resources for testing in Conference USA as compared to, you know, we're talking about the NFL every day where they're testing every day. The SEC certainly has tons of resources towards it. But what is yours in comparison?
Well, we're using the same testing company that the ACC uses. I think where there's some discrepancy, even in the ACC, is we played Duke last week, and Duke's testing every day. Some of the other ones are testing three times a week. So, you know, we test on Sunday, we test again on Tuesday, and then we'll test again tomorrow. And I feel like every night I go to sleep, I'm losing sleep thinking about what the results are going to come back the next day and who are you going to have. I mean, I'm walking into meetings, you know, every day pulling somebody out for contact tracing or a positive test or, you know, and making an announcement to a team. I thought, hey, if our guys are going to go out here and they're going to go practice every day, then they deserve to know who tested positive. And I needed to make sure I was above transparency with saying, look, y'all are coming out here and you're putting yourself at risk, so you need to know what's going on in your football team. So I make an announcement every day at the end of practice. This is who tested positive. Or we've got a motto we stole from John Harbaugh, be positive, test negative, right? So I'll start practice with, hey, we're going to be positive today, and everybody tested negative. And our guys go nuts like we just won the Super Bowl. So, you know, I mean, that's, we use the same company as the ACC uses. They've been phenomenal. We have guys who test from 7 to 8 o'clock, you know, including staff. Everybody goes up there between 7 and 8 o'clock, and then we get into meetings, and we get the results back usually within a 24-hour period. Last week, we tested between 7 and 8, and they were able to let us know before we got on a bus to go to Duke, because the bus and the travel is really where it can get you. If you get one of these guys and you put him on a bus and he travels 2.5 hours to Durham, and you get there and it comes back positive, you are talking about what does that do to the people that were on the bus and around them. So we get the results back before we travel, which is huge.
Will Healy is with us. He's the Charlotte football coach. They'll take on Middle Tennessee in Murfreesboro this weekend, and, of course, was at Austin Peay as their head coach. How different has recruiting been this year? Because, one, you got high school schedules that some are playing, some aren't. Visits are certainly different during this time. So how much has that changed for this COVID year?
I mean, you can wipe everything you've ever done off the table. I mean, it's virtual visits on Zoom, showing them campus. You know, it is, I think the biggest thing for me is we have to do a great job of understanding what type of character individual we're getting. Like, how much does the guy really love the game of football? How much is he, you know, how much does he understand how to win and how to work, and what type of leader is he going to be? How much is he going to buy into the craziness that's a part of our culture? And finding the right fit, you know. And when you can't be around them a lot and they can't come see you play and they haven't been on your campus and you can't really – I mean, we win on relationships. I think we've got the best people. So I like competing against other people in recruiting when I can be – you know, when our staff can be around people. And guys can really buy into a vision. And when you're not able to do that, it's over Zoom, it's different. But we got 18 commitments. It is by far right now the best class in our school history. And we've made a you know, it's always a priority, and I think guys are buying into it. So our recruiting department's done a great job, and we got to find a way, because ultimately that's how we're going to take this program to the next level, is because of great players and great fits.
You got a couple of guys on your roster that are from Middle Tennessee, and you know the area. So how much have you seen maybe the talent change with high school football in Middle Tennessee, whether it was during your time at Austin Peay and now at Charlotte?
Well, you just created so many different relationships, you know, in Nashville and, you know, Murfreesboro and Clarksville. I mean, it was when I was at Chattanooga, I recruited, you know, Knoxville a lot more than I recruited Nashville, just based on what area I was given. So made some incredible connections. I still have really good relationships with those guys, and still recruit the area. I mean, we want to go take some guys out of that area because I know it's really good football, and we've had tremendous success with it. It's a big part of our recruiting geography, even though we, you know, just like we did at Austin Peay, we take care of home first. You know, we take care of the Carolinas here first, but we signed two or three guys a year out of the state of Tennessee, and in particular the Middle Tennessee area. So we'll continue to do that.
Speaking of Middle Tennessee, the Blue Raiders, Rick Stockstill, been there a long time and has that program established, but this looks like a good opportunity for your club to go into Murfreesboro and try and get above that 500 mark. What have you noticed in film study about the Blue Raiders?
Well, I got a ton of respect for Coach Stock and what he's done, and you know, having been at Chattanooga and been at Austin Peay, I think I've worked Rick Stockstill's camp probably worked it 10 straight years, so he was always awesome to me, and it's a great job. It's a great place. And I'm familiar with a lot of their roster. They're guys that we recruited, whether we were at Austin Peay or whether we were here. I think it starts with the quarterback. He's had a couple 300-yard passing games and has been their leading rusher in 4 or 7 games. I think they've got really good skill position guys, which they always have. Obviously, what they do on offense with Tony Franklin is – I mean, he's a wizard. He's done it for a long time. He knows how to attack defenses. And, you know, I think defensively they've created a bunch of turnovers. They got a guy leading the country in interceptions. They're flying around. They're playing hard. And they've won 2 out of the last 3 games. So they got some momentum and an off week. So we got to catch up in a hurry. And it is a big game for us. You know, obviously winning conference games is hard enough, but especially doing it on the road. So I'm excited. You know, we'll have a lot of people from Chattanooga and Clarksville and Nashville that I'll have a chance to see that I hadn't seen in a while, and a lot of relationships in that area. So it'll be a lot of fun to be back over there.
Now, this is going to be the toughest question that you're going to get in this interview. Travis Haney, we got to know him quite well during his time here in Nashville. He's the senior advisor to the head coach. How has he done in that role, Will? I mean, that's a big title for him to have. How has he lived up to it?
Basically, what Travis does is it cleans up all the stuff that I screw up, and he's done a phenomenal job of doing that. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun, and he's, and I told him whenever he came here, I said, there is no telling what type of roles that you'll have to fulfill. And he's been, you know, defensive analyst, he's been media, he's been, you know, marketing, all the community outreach. He's done a little bit of everything, and, he's been a huge asset, been a lot of fun to be around, and I'm glad to have him here.
Well, he's a good one, and certainly appreciate your time today, and best of luck this week against MTSU. It's good to catch up with you.
Thank y'all. Good to hear from y'all, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again soon.
Yep,
absolutely.
Thank you, Will.
Will
Thanks,
Healy,
guys.
The head coach at Charlotte. Again, they take on MTSU this weekend. You can hear all of Middle Tennessee's games right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren, I know you have a word, so give it to us.
Well, if you want to bet on that game, I've got a place for you. DraftKings. Yeah. Mobile sports betting. It's alive and well in our state of Tennessee. Yep, it's up and running. And if you would like to look at that MTSU and Charlotte game or others, DraftKings is your place. You may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they have taken their passion for sports and developed it into America's top-rated sportsbook app. It's not an offshore operation like a lot of other ones that's, offshore. No, No, DraftKings is right here. They're a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the U.S. They're not offshore. DraftKings Sportsbook app. You can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code 1025GAME. And when you do, when you sign up for a limited time, all new users can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Once again, that code, 1025GAME. Get your deposit bonus up to $1,000, but that's only on DraftKings Sportsbook app. You must be 21 years of age or older. Tennessee only. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions do apply. You can see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and you need help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.